I used to do a little amateur. I had about 22 fights. And then they made the weight you had to be. Well, at that time I was 105 pounds. Well, you had to be at least 112 to 118 before you could box. You know, and wait, because they figure you would get hurt. But they used to go in there, some of the kids used to put little leads in their trunks and make them come up there. But then they found out that they would. And then there was a match in somebody, boys. God, you could see a fella, you know, he was about 22 years old, and they was matching with a young kid maybe about 12 or 14 years old. Now, that was a hell of a lot of difference there. You know, if you're 22 and you got a 14-year-old kid, but they were just going by the weights. They weren't going by the ages. So that's why I said they had to change that, too. And they had another deal they had coming. Same thing with the sports. They were running about a height. You had to be so tall. Well, that kind of leveled it off pretty good. It made it you had to be so heavy, so tall, and your age had to correspond before. Because we seen some of these kids, really, they were really getting hurt, so that's why they stopped it. Because, you know, some of these fellas that bring these, I know you wouldn't like it yourself. You had a son, and he was only 14 years old fighting a man, 22 years old. I mean, look at the experience he's got on him, and I know they used to cheat on their weights and all. Because you could look at it different, man. That guy had muscles on him like that. And then you see this young boy, man. He had a little peach fuzz on his head. He never had no beard in it. And this guy was probably doing longshore work. No, I tell you now, you can... You see, most of your stores now around this town, they got some of them, you know, but it's so far and in between. You see, the times have changed, and like out there, heck, during the WPA time, that was another thing. Now, we used to have to go to work. They said they didn't do anything. Well, God Almighty, how did they get all these projects started? I was even in CC camps at the Civilian Conservation Corps. Now, if they'd start that back up like they're talking, now that, I went out to Colorado and I like to froze. God, it was cold out there. But I enjoyed it. It was good. Who was chopping down trees, fighting forest fires and all? That was just like some of the stuff that all these young people love to do with these ecology and the environment and saving the forest and everything else. I think they would go for that. And the way they're paying money now, believe me, we only got $10 a month. They've been good and all, but we really enjoyed it. It kept you out of trouble. You got a lot of experience. And then the WPA came along. You was out there with that. You're paving streets. You're up in these woods, chopping trees down, building roads through these woods and all. They even had fellas going ahead of you killing snakes. And boy, believe me, they had snakes. They had about 30 men going in the woods before you'd get in there. And you ought to see the snakes that they'd come out of there with. And I tell you, that was, they made all those tennis courts out in City Park, the WPA did that. That sunken garden out there on Canal Boulevard, they built that. The Milne's Boy home, they had built that. They paved Champatoula Street because you see, Champatoula's had those big Belgian rocks out there. You had to take all of those up out of there. And believe me, that was work. That wasn't no play. Because you had those big crowbars, and you didn't have no air guns at that time to get down in there. You had to get everything by hand. And it had